Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Something Bigger Out There by Jen Ryan Onken, who has been teaching high school English for more than half her life. She has taught overseas in Beirut, Alexandria, and Lesotho in southern Africa, but she now lives and teaches near Berwick, Maine. Her poems have been featured in Love's Executive Order and the women poets anthology Lunation. She writes, "This poem arrived from the legitimate terror of being invited to read my work aloud last fall on Portsmouth Public Radio. The only way I could approach this occasion was to write my way through imagining what would actually happen to my words during the broadcast, where they would land, and then the poem just arrived at this question. What if they landed in the lap of someone exactly like me, who might also need to feel there was something bigger out there? What would happen then?" Something Bigger Out There by Jen Ryan Onken. Guy asked me to read my poems on the radio. To a faceless crowd, he said. Poetry of all things and silent sound waves rippling at light speed. My words orbit. To all the nameless faces out there, good morning. Shuddering through speakers under old docks where periwinkles listen, half submerged, across the dentist's plate of sharp tools, between shady roadside ferns and maneuvering through log jams on I-95, into oatmeal near the crinkled Time magazine. An old lady would be shocked that I'd read my poem about my favorite birth control, vasectomy. Could my husband hear the too big truth in these unfinished moons? An alien holding a cup to his weird ear could be translating, learning about the human. Some other mom driving a red Outback with empty car seats might be changing the station and catch the last stanza. She'd forget to turn left to pick the kids up from school. She'd pass the old counting house museum, the bison farm. She'd just be thinking, remembering riding her bike as fast as she could down the quarry road, that young sort of wildness, not anticipating the crash. She'd be thinking how everything looks older now, older but more beautiful in its neglect, milkweed filling up in the pasture, jade pendant chrysalises she could never find underneath, the sad thunder of old tractors in haying time. She'd remember the bobolinks and their breezy song swaying from the purple tips of spring grass. They were already gone. She'd start to feel something akin to fear, like, what have I been doing all along? And what's that voice in my head, tapping out some faint shape I've never known? What else is out there, she'd be wondering, feeling startled by this strange frequency and lost in the sudden roadside emptiness. That was Something Bigger Out There by Jen Ryan Onken. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like, or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.